In southeast Georgia, you'll find an outpost built to protect the British interests from the Spanish and French. While important in location, it proved to be a place soldiers did not want to serve. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In what is today southeast Georgia, you'll find an outpost that was established in the wilderness of the era.
The fort itself was originally constructed in 1720s, and this was no man's land. No one had really staked an official claim to it. Of course, you had the Spanish in the south from San Augustine, you had the French in the west at New Orleans.
And the British colonies lay just to the north, with the city of Charleston, South Carolina, a three-day boat trip away. Alan Roskey is the interpretive ranger at Fort King George, the fort constructed under the leadership of Colonel John Barnwell to protect British interests to the north.
So he came out to the mouth of the Altamaha River, and they had long known that the Altamaha was a really important river because if you control that, you can control trade interior of what would become Georgia.
The fort was named for His Majesty, King George I.
As folks may know, we had the colony of Georgia, later on named for King George II, and we fought the revolution against King George III.
The important outpost was short-lived.
In fact, it lasted from 1721 to 27 with a series of unfortunate events. It was garrisoned by the 41st Regiment of Foot, or as they were called, the Invalid Regiment. And these were soldiers gathered up who were taking up space, quote-unquote.
The assignment proved deadly for many. It was simply a place a soldier did not want to serve. I'll share why next time as we travel the countryside. In Darien, Georgia, I'm Andrew McCrae.